Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And according to a new Mormon message, nearly 16 million adults have had an experience with depression or anxiety in the past year alone. This is a huge issue in our world today, and it's something that LDS church leaders have been talking about a lot more recently, providing spiritual guidance and hope for those who are suffering from these things. And this is a really complicated issue because everyone suffers differently. Some people experience just a constant sadness or worry, or others might feel worthless and even suicidal. But regardless of the degree to which you may have experienced an emotional disorder, there is medical help, counseling, priesthood blessings, and of course, help through the atonement of Jesus Christ. And the Mormon message is called Like a Broken Vessel, and it's based on a talk that Elder Holland gave in a recent general conference. So we have Dan LaPre, the director and producer of this film, here with us today to discuss this project. Thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So why was a Mormon message about this topic needed right now?
Wow. I mean, if you look at another statistic, one in four people will experience a mental illness in their lifetime globally. That's not the United States. That's around the whole earth. So you either know someone or else you yourself have suffered with some form of mental illness. And if you haven't, or you don't know someone, you will know someone. It's just, you can't get away from it. So I think that a lot of people have hidden thoughts and problems in their life that they really don't share with anyone.
Yeah.
And depression or anxiety or schizophrenia is not something that you can smell or see.
Mm-hmm.
And people do a really good job of hiding. And it really is a pretty prevalent problem in our world. And so many people feel alone. So many people feel like they're the only ones that think this way, or the only ones that have had this thought, or the only ones that have this problem, and that no one could understand what they're going through. And so I think this is very needed in the world as a whole, so people can start a conversation about it and stop hiding from it and start talking about it, so that maybe we can really minimize the gravity and the clinicalness of these issues if we can really start helping people have a simple conversation about it.
Absolutely. And I think it was very telling when one of the people interviewed on the film said that it's not like a broken finger. It's not like you can just put a cast on this and it'll go away. It's kind of this lifelong battle. And because, like you said, it's not visible, it's sometimes very shameful to talk about.
Yeah, casts are great because you're like, hey, how did you break your arm? And someone can tell you about it. Well, you know, I had this experience, but you can't look at someone and go, hey, I can see that you're dealing with schizophrenia, you know, or PTSD or some traumatic disorder. Tell me about it, you know, and people just don't talk about it.
Yeah, and sometimes you can't even put it into words, really, because it's so deeply rooted in you and so painful. But I think this is so great. You're saying this opens up the ability to have a conversation about these things and realize that a lot more people struggle with this than we might already know. And it's something that the atonement can help with. It's something that medical professionals can help with. And people need to know what resources they have, especially in the LDS Church, at their disposal to dealing with these problems. So what have you learned about mental illness that you didn't previously know through producing this film?
I guess I just got a greater appreciation for the atonement and being non-judgmental and realizing that you can put somebody else's shoes on, but unless you have their same feet, you don't exactly know how it feels. And we just don't have the right to judge people in the sense that, I mean, clearly we should righteously judge people, but we just don't have the ability to say to someone, oh, just get up, just get back on the horse, just go do this, you know, just smile, just drink more water. Mm-hmm. If you exercise, you'll be fine, you know, and that's kind of the thing that really hurts people, because when you really have a chemical disorder inside of your brain or an electrical problem with how your neurons fire, it really is a serious issue that's not just medical, but it's emotional and spiritual, and it's a real problem. And if we can't give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe we don't understand what they're going through, but maybe if we could just be a friend and help people and listen and talk about it more, that we'd start to understand that people aren't so different than we are.
Absolutely. And I think it's painful to watch too. It's painful to watch someone struggle and not know exactly what to prescribe to them or what to tell them to do. And it's easy to say, you know, if you read your scriptures and you just pray really hard, you know, I'm sure God will help you. And I think God works in different ways to help people who deal with this, because I liked how a lot of the people interviewed in the video said they still feel the weight of personal responsibility to take care of this based on the tools that God has blessed them with, based on the medical professionals that we have access to in our modern world, based on the counseling that we have. And yes, priesthood blessings and prayer help a lot, but I think that is a way that God answers our prayers, is through these modern inventions and conveniences that really can make a huge 180-degree difference in someone else's life. So I really love that that was mentioned in the film. What reactions did you get from the participants in the film?
Wow. Everyone was so just gracious and happy that this conversation was being started. And I'll tell you, Elder Holland started a landslide, because for him to admit, as an apostle of the Lord, that he had struggled with serious depression at a time in his life,
mm-hmm.
really made an impact on millions of people, I'll say, where they were like, wow, somebody of his stature, somebody of his spirituality, a man like that has just admitted to having had a bout with a mental illness. And it really gave people a lot of hope. And I struggled with how to tell this story. And just so you know, we went to LDS Family Services initially to try and get people to participate. And it's like, okay, how do you get people to come and talk about their serious inner thoughts and the worst thing that's ever happened
Very
to them and how they...
problems, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how people are going to... how we're going to find these people. So we found some people through LDS Family Services, and it was difficult. We didn't find a lot, but we found kind of a few. And then we thought, you know what, let's just send out a casting call like we would for another Mormon message, for an actor to portray someone in a narrative way, but to be like, well, we're doing a Mormon message on Elder Holland's Talk Like a Broken Vessel. And we had over 100 people that started coming back to us saying, I want to participate. I want to be involved. I want to be interviewed. I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was amazing to see the response of people wanting to participate, wanting to tell their story, wanting to share, so that something that they said might help somebody else. And not everyone that we interviewed is healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that we interviewed that are still broken or still dealing with this. All of them are still dealing with it. Some of them have found proper medication or proper this or whatever. And the trouble with this is there is no prescription for healing that is going to work for everyone. It's individualized, exactly like the atonement is individualized for every one of us. The atonement, you don't need the atonement the same way that I do, but we all need the atonement, and we all have a personal prescription from the Lord as to what part of the atonement we use for us to become like him. And mental illness is kind of similar, where we all have different needs. We all have different issues, different this or that or whatever. But there's just not a one-size-fits-all fix to this. So it becomes even more difficult. And in order for you to figure out if you're struggling with this, what works for you, it could take years of pain and darkness and trial and error and a few days of good here where it's like, okay, here's a little bit of light for me to hold on to. But if you stick with it and you believe in Christ as your Savior and you look to him and other ways that the Lord himself has provided or inspired for us, like medications or counseling or other things, then you can kind of find out what your personal prescription is to help you function in a way that will make you have the ability to be happier.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is kind of one of the reasons that the Lord gives us trials in the first place, or you know, that he's had people go through mental and emotional illnesses in the first place, is that so they can have compassion on other people and they can share maybe what's helped them or what's worked for them. And creating videos like this that opens that door for people to feel like, okay, this is a more comfortable topic now that I can talk about in church or with friends and family. It's not so stigmatized. you know, I think this video will do some great work for a lot of people. And we just appreciate that you had the courage to make it and wish you well with its success online. So thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so, you know, the Mormon message isn't the only thing. The welfare and the priesthood department have kind of partnered in a way for every interview that we did. We did 26 interviews to be featured, their whole stories on mentalillness.lds.org. So we have, you know, only a certain amount could fit into the Mormon message. This is the longest one, by the way. It's 11 and a half minutes long. But we felt like it was important enough to tell this story in a way where we showed people that there's, you know, several ways to find healing. And ultimately, it's through what Elder Holland called capital H hope, doctrinal hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was beautiful. And the plan that Heavenly Father has for us is not for us to be depressed and for us to feel ashamed and down on ourselves. His plan is for every single one of us to receive salvation through Jesus Christ and eternal life. That's his whole purpose, and his glory is to do that for us. And so we hope that through this message that everyone can find that doctrinal capital H hope.
Thank you again for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it. So to view Like a Broken Vessel, this new Mormon message, you can visit mormonchannel.org and be sure to share it on social media, because there are so many people that can benefit from this message of hope. And as Dan said, you can also visit mentalillness.lds.org for more stories of people who are struggling with depression and anxiety and other mental disorders. And our quote of the day comes from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland from his talk, Like a Broken Vessel. And he says, "Trust in God, hold on in his love. Know that one day the dawn will break brightly and all shadows of mortality will flee. Though we may feel we are like a broken vessel, as the psalmist says, we must remember that vessel is in the hands of the divine potter. Broken minds can be healed just the way broken bones and broken hearts are healed. While God is at work making those repairs, the rest of us can help by being merciful, non-judgmental, and kind." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.